in the opening sugya of Chanukah on Shabbos, Daf Chaf Aleph, discusses the question of kavsa. A person goes ahead and lights the Ner Chanukah at the appropriate time, and somehow prematurely it becomes extinguished. Do you say that if that really is the case, he is not Yosef, and therefore Zokokla, it's necessary to relight? Or do you assume that no, that since it was lit appropriately, you anticipated that it would burn, for some reason it didn't happen, but after the fact that Ein Zokokla. So the Gemara raises the following question, that how is it possible to say that Kavsa Ein Zokokla, you simply light it, goes out, really you're Yotze, and that's it? Isn't that against the Braisa? Because the Braisa, the Gemara quotes, and Aleph Mabez tells us the following, Mitzvasa, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is Mishetishka Achama Ad Shetichle Rego Menashuk. The simple explanation of the Braisa is telling you that is the length that the candles, the Ner Chanukah, has to burn. Mishetishka Achama Ad Shetichle Rego Menashuk. Tishka Achama, a little bit unclear from the Gemara. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalev Hachos Chanukah, that means literally Shkia, that means around this time of year 4:30, and therefore that is the Zman Hadlaka. The Mordechai writes, Tishka Achama means Sof Shkia Sachama, in other words, Tseisa Kochavim, roughly, let's say, 5:15, and therefore various practices, whether to wait the Dafk until Tseis, whether to light the Shkia, the practice that many have, lighting somewhere in between, where already, yes, possibly Tseisa Kochavim, still within the window of time that one could gain the great kiyum of Pirsuminis. So the mitzvah is Mishetishka Achama. And how long do the candles have to burn? Ad Shetich L'Rega Menashuk, until people are no longer found on the streets. Interesting, what does that mean? The Gemara says, Ragla de Tarmudai. Who are exactly are these Tarmudai? Rashi writes a chiddush that these are not Jewish people. Rashi writes, Shem Uma. Tarmudai, this is a name of a nation, a nationality. Tarmudai. You know, one can interpret the Rashi in different ways. Maybe Rashi is telling us an incredible chiddush, and that is if these non-Jewish people, the members of this nation, will see the Ner Chanukah for that in and of itself, it pays for the Ner Chanukah to be lit. In other words, a chiddush that Pirsuminis would apply even to Tarmudai, even to Amei Haaretz, even to non-Jews. Or no, why is it that these non-Jews are selling all these things in the streets because of the Jewish buyers that are coming out and frequenting? They're not going to stay open if no one is out in the street, if it's literally lachar shetich l'rega menashuk. So as long as you see that the non-Jewish store owners are still functioning, obviously it means that there are still passers-by, there's still customers, but lav dafka, to yivdaik from Rashi, that there's a kima persuminisa for umo sa'olam. So what exactly does the braisa mean? Mishatishka Achama Shetich L'Rega Menashuk means that's when the Ner Chanukah has to burn. So how is it possible the Gemara can suggest Kavsa Ein Zokokla? If it burned for 15 minutes and it went out, you're okay. 15 minutes is not Ashetich L'Rega Menashuk. And therefore, this is clear then, Kavsa Zokokla. And we paskin that's not true. We paskin that Kavsa Ein Zokokla. So the Gemara answers that, no, that's not pshat in this braisa. When the Braisa tells us mitzvasa mishetishka achama shetich l'rega menashuk, it means a couple of things, but it doesn't mean kavsa zokokla, that literally it has to burn during the entire duration of time. Otherwise, you're not going to be otzi and you have to relight. What does it mean? Two possibilities in the Gemara. Number one is ilo ad leitmadlo. It means when do you light? We're not addressing how long, but rather when. When do you light? The answer is you light when there is persuminisa, and therefore that is from here to there. The window is mishatishka chama shetichle regamanashuk, meaning laachar shetichle regamanashuk. In such a case, there's no longer any lighting at all. Once there is no longer persuminisa, the mitzvah has come to an end. Ilawadik madlik. Realize that's a striking chiddush. That persuminisa is so built into the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah that without persuminisa, therefore, there is no kiyum hadlaka. That's the chiddush and the debraisa. Ilo adlik madlik. You can only light the Ner Chanukah as long as it lends itself to persuminisa. And if there is no persuminisa, we're done. And therefore, the zman hamitzvah has expired. It's come to an end. Realize that itself is a very great chiddush. No? a person knocks on your door Purim night, for whatever strange reason, he was drinking at night, and he started drinking at the beginning of the night, he started drinking during Erev Purim, anticipating the Simchas Purim, and all of a sudden he knocks on the door, you know, I didn't hear Kriyas HaMegillah, right? And it's 3 a.m. So you're probably not going to tell the guy Yilu Ad Digmadik, no? Like, done. You're going to tell him, read the Megillah, 3 a.m, no? And he's going to tell you, what do you mean? Kriyas HaMegillah is Pursum Enisa, no? Pursum Enisa, isn't that clear? No. Tosus writes, that's why the Kriyas HaMegillah Bayom is more choshev than the Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla, Tosus Megillah Daf Dalet, because there's more Pursum Enisa during the day than at night. So Pursum Enisa is critical. So no one's up at 3 a.m. So what are you going to tell this guy? True, there is no Pursum Enisa by your going privately in a corner and reading the Megillah, but nonetheless, no? There's a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah independent of Pursum Enisa. I agree, this is not how to do it. And I agree, Pursum Enisa is not just Berovam Hadras Melech. Pursum Enisa is an inherent kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah. Ad Kedei Kach, Tosus Megillah Daf Hemad Aleph, 2 days in Tosus, whether you even make a bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah B'yachid. But guess what? You paskin, you do. And there's a kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah even without Pursum Enisa, so realize that's against this beer and the Braisa at Poshub Shet, no? Ilo Adlik Madlik means that the Braisa is telling you you can only light during this window of time. Because after people leave the streets, there is no mitzvah hadlaka independent of Pursum Enisa. Well, that's a very great Chiddush. In other words, Poshub Shet, in this line of the Gemara, this Braisa, there is a major difference between Kriyas HaMegillah and Ner Chanukah. Kriyas HaMegillah, I'm going to argue that there's an independent kiyum of Kriyas HaMegillah aside from Pursum Enisa, but not true when it comes to Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah is meaningless without Pursum Enisa, and therefore Ilo Ad Likmandik. Well, that's the first teretz. So it's not telling you anything about Zakukla or Enu Zakukla. It's telling you that the window of time of the Hadlaka is Mishatishka Chama Shetech L'Regem Anashul. Realize, you know, the Rambam describes, again, we've often pointed out, you have to be careful. The Rambam describes this window of time is pretty small. It's a half hour. It's a half hour. Because realize, in the time of the Rambam, when it started to get dark outside, you were indoors. You were indoors. You weren't going to be caught outside if it's pitch black. So therefore, that entire window of time, of Tishka Chama Shetech L'Reg Manashuk, is a Chatz Yishon. The Rambam writes, it's about a half hour. A half hour. So realize, according to the Rambam, it's like stunning, no? You have a half hour to light, and afterwards, you're done. You're done. That's it. The mitzvah has come to an end. The Ritva writes explicitly here on this daf, Shabbos Lachalof Medbeis, but the Gemara doesn't say half hour. The Gemara doesn't say an hour, because the Ritva writes, Ad Shetich L'Rega Manashuk, is all dependent on time and place. That is the shir. Tich L'Rega Manashuk. So in the Rambam's time, it's a half hour. And maybe it's not so accurate that a lot of the things that you read about the Ner Chanukah today says make sure it burns for a half hour, or make sure you sit with the Ner Chanukah for a half hour, or make sure that you... Yeah, why? Because in the Rambam's time, that after a half hour, no one was found up. Everybody was asleep at that time. Other Ritva writes, Mufurish, that depends on time and place, and therefore, for us, the Zman of Tich L'Reg Manashuk is certainly an extended one. But according to this day in the Gemara, it's Poshub Shet. No, that's what Tosus understands, that Lachar Shetich L'Reg Manashuk, you're done, finished, goodbye. Okay. But then the Gemara has a separate, another teretz. What does the Braisa mean, Mitzvasa Shetich L'Reg Manashuk? What does that mean? Inami L'Shiura. Inami L'Shiura. The Gemara is not telling you anything about Kavsa. What happens if it goes out? Maybe, I don't know, a chiddush, maybe the Braisa isn't even addressing when you light. Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Reg Manashuk is not talking about when you light. The theme of the Braisa is, right, simply the quantity, the volume of Shemen Shebener. Now, how much oil do you have to put in? How much oil do you have to put in? So the answer is, Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Reg Manashuk. Let's work with the Rambam's time. No? The Rambam writes that's a half hour. So you know what that means? A Ner Chanukah means that which has the capacity to burn for a half hour. That's a Ner Chanukah. If you put a drop of oil in, that's not a Ner Chanukah. And Ner Chanukah has to be the amount of oil that in principle could burn during the Zman HaMitzvah. Which is, what happens if it goes out? The Braisa doesn't say what happens if it goes out. That's why the Gemara has a suffix about whether Kofs is Zokoklai or Kofs ain't a Zokoklai. Can't prove anything from the Braisa. Because the Braisa is just telling you how much Shemin Shebaner. So if you just put a drop in and it goes out, you're not Yotze. But if you have a half hour's worth of Shemin and all of a sudden something happens and it goes out, who says you're not Yotze? The Braisa was just telling you what is the definition of the Ner, of the Ner Chanukah. And that is the Shemin which can burn during that window of time. Wow, so that's the Gemara. So therefore, two very different biurim simply in the Braisa. Okay. So you know what? So Teretz A doesn't address any issue of shear. Right? It's not telling you how much shemen. It's just telling you when to light. And Teretz B is just telling you how much shemen you need, but it's not telling you when to light. Good? What do you make of that? What do you make of that? So, am I going to say, ooh, machlokes? Teretz A is against Teretz B. In other words, these are two positions that one would argue. And to Teretz A, I would say no. And to Teretz B, you would say no. Mamish, machlokes. I'll tell you, yeah, a machlokes in the following sense. It's machlokes, what is pshat in the braisa? What is pshat in the braisa, no? When the braisa says, mitzvasa mishatishka chama chatech lereg manashuk, and I ask you, what did the Tana mean? So you say he meant A, I say he meant B, but you have news for you. What both of us are saying is true. We're not disagreeing lahalacha. Maybe we're disagreeing in what the kavan of the Tana was, no? When the Tana said, mitzvasim yishatishka chama shatich l'rag manashuk, what was he thinking? Was he addressing the when question? Or was he addressing the volume, the shear, the zman or the shear? But everybody agrees there's a zman, and everybody agrees there's a shear, no? There's a machlokes. You mean according to the first day, there's no shear? And according to the second day, there's no zman. There's no zman. You can light in 4 in the morning. Just make sure to have half hours worth of oil. You really mean to assume that there's a machlokes? Very often in learning, that's this, you know? Very often the machlokes that you have, the machlokes of the Amoraim. What did the Tana mean? Or the machlokes of what the Amora meant? It was a question of what he meant. And maybe you'll say A, I'll say B, but you know what? Both of our positions are true. But maybe the Tana did not mean that. He wasn't referring to that. Maybe he was referring to something else entirely. Sometimes that's not true in the Gemara. Sometimes the two biurim of the Tana or the Amora are at odds. They disagree with each other. So you can't have both ways. But very often in learning, just the question is, what was the mindset? What was the kavan of the... So that's what the Rambam assumes in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Chanukah. The Rambam writes this. The fact that la'achar shetich l'rega menashuk, you can no longer light. Is that true, false, machlokas? No? Three positions, no? This is a multiple choice test. No, so the choices are true, false, machlokas. So you know what the answer according to the Rambam is? True. You cannot light the Ner Chanukah l'achar shetich l'rega menashuk. The answer is true. What do you mean true? It's 2 days in the Gemara. No, the Rambam, 2 days in the Gemara. There are 2 days in the Gemara as to what the pshat and the braisa is. But maybe I can say the braisa is not talking about that. But everybody agrees it's true. It's true. Whether the Tana was addressing that detail or not. There is no daya in the Gemara that you can light. L'achar shetich l'rega menashuk. And even if I suggest inamin yishure, it's an alternate pshat in the pirush hamilim of the braisa. But not in terms of the substance of the halacha. So that's exactly what the Rambam writes. That you know what? We're dealing in the time of the Gemara. You should have lit regular time. You come home already at midnight. You know what, according to the Rambam? Gone. Don't light. There's no mitzvah to light. You light, mamash brach lebatala. You light, you're not makayim the mitzvah. There's no daya that says that you should light l'achar shetich l'rega menashuk. And don't tell me about inamin the shiura. These are two pshatim in the pirush hamilim and the braisa, but not in terms of the halacha. Ooh, that's the... And l'chor makes perfect sense, no? In other words, let's say inamin the shiura. You really mean to say there's no Zman Hadlak at all? You can light at 3 in the morning? And what does it even mean, Ninam in the Shura, no? You can light at 3 in the morning, just make sure you have enough Shemin to what? To burn, Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Rav Ben Ashuk. That sounds strange also, no? Well, why is that meaningful? If you're talking about, you know, lighting at Shkia Sachama, and you ask me how much Shemin you need, it sounds so reasonable to say, put in enough oil to burn out Shetich L'Rav Ben Ashuk. But if you're lighting at 3 in the morning, why is this sheer relevant? No? Why is this sheer relevant? What's the relevance of Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Rav Ben Ashuk at 3 in the morning? So you have to like answer something like unusual. The Chachamim were misakin that you should light Mishatishka Chama. And the Chachamim were misakin that the candle should burn out Shetich L'Rav Ben Ashuk. So that became the Shir of Ner Hanukkah. Even if you light at 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, where that Zman doesn't correspond to anything. But that is the Shir of Ner Hanukkah. The Shir of Ner Hanukkah, the Cheftza, the Ner, was Nikva, based on the ideal time of lighting. Since ideally you should light then, and this is how long it should burn, oh, that now, oh, Chiddush, Cheftza, that becomes the definition of Ner Hanukkah. So if I have an Ner that's going to burn for 20 minutes, and I light at 3 in the morning, I'm not Yotzin. And if I have an Ner that burns for a half hour, I am Yotzin. I say, what difference does that take minutes mean in the 3 o'clock in the morning? No one's there anyway. The answer is, doesn't matter. No? Nikva. The rabbi, it's not Nikva. There's no machlokes. Everybody agrees the Aladik Madik. And everybody agrees Inam in the Shura. These are two pshatim in Brisa. But everybody agrees that both are true. Oh, let me ask you the following question then. If this really is true, that everybody agrees to position one, Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Rav Ben Ashuk, no one disagrees. So what does Inam in the Shura mean? What does that mean? This is the Shir. But this is the Shir. So you know what? This is the Shir. An Ner Hanukkah B'cheftz has to burn for a half hour. Regardless of when you light. No, you can only light Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Rav Ben Ashuk. So the Rambam's day. Tishka Chama is 4:30. Tilch Roshka is 5 o'clock. I got stuck in traffic. I'm lighting 10 to 5. But you know what? Even if you're lighting at 10 to 5, see to it that you have a half hour's worth of oil. Does that make sense? See to it that I have a half hour's worth of oil that it can burn from 10 to 5 to 5:20. But from 5 to 5:20 is nothing. No? But there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah any longer. No, but see to it that the candle... Why should you see to it that the candle burns from 5 to 5:20 if the mitzvah has come to an end? No? So what in the world does the Gemara mean when it says, Inami l'shura? What does it mean? Oh, fancy. Cheftza. See to it that the Hanukkah burns for a half hour after the Zman HaMitzvah has already passed. Why in the world? Why is that at all relevant? So I'll tell you a chiddush. When you look in the Rambam, it's really not a chiddush. Just look in the Rambam. You know what the Rambam writes? You know what Inam in the Shura means? Doesn't mean this. I thought that's like pretty stunning, no? It doesn't mean the Shir of Ner Hanukkah. What do you mean it doesn't mean the Shir of Ner Hanukkah? It doesn't mean the Shir of Ner Hanukkah is a half hour. Inam in the Shura means the Shir of Shemen is Ad Shetich L'Rav Ben Ashuk. That's what it means. Not that the Shir of Shemin is this theoretical Shir. Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Rav Ben Ashuk. Why is that theoretical Shir relevant if you're lighting at 5 to 5? No? Inam the Shura means that is the Shir of Ner Hanukkah. Meaning, the Shir of Ner Hanukkah is put in enough oil that will burn until the mitzvah comes to an end. What is the Shir of Ner Hanukkah? You know what the answer is? Ah, Shetich L'Rav Ben Ashuk. So if I did what I'm supposed to do, and I lit at 4:30 like the Rambam describes, make sure you have a half hour's worth of Shemin. And if I was running late and I'm stuck in traffic, and you know what, I'm lighting at 5 to 5, guess what? 5 minutes worth of oil. 5 minutes worth of oil. What do you mean, that's a shir? Yeah, the shir is Ad Shetich L'Rav Ben Ashuk. And that makes perfect sense according to Rambam L'shitase, no? Because according to the Rambam, there's no mitzvah sablak alachar shetech l'rag man ashok. So why in the world would you want it to burn l'achar shetech l'rag man ashok? How does that make sense? No? The mitzvah of Hanukkah is only by Laila, it's not by Yom. So for whatever reason, I started lighting a few minutes, right, before daybreak. So you can tell me you have to put in a half hour's worth of oil, that the ner can burn by Yom. There's no mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah by Yom. The rabbi says, there's no mitzvah of Ner Hanukkah l'acha shetech l'regel ben ashok. So therefore, shiura means ad shetech l'regel ben ashok, and that's it. Boshev shat and Rambam is, you ran really late. No, it's 4:59. So guess what? Just put in a couple drops of oil. No, he's like, no, I'm really frum. I'm going to put in a whole big thing. No. What a big thing. So it's going to burn 2 hours after the mitzvah stops. There's no kiyum hadlak alachar shetech l'regel ben ashok. It seems striking according to the Rambam. Really, I guess there is no minimum shir. In the sense that the shir should be ashetech l'regel ben ashok. And you know what? Pashup shan Rambam, that can be a minute. That can be a minute. That can be 2 minutes. Depending on when you're lighting. If you're doing the right thing, you know what? Good. So put in ample shemen to burn out shetech l'regel ben ashok. Wow. No? So that's a stunning chiddush of the Rambam Shita. So there's no machlokas la'alocha between the two b'yorim and the b'raisa. There is a machlokas in terms of what was the kavana satana, what is the pirush hamilim. But there is no machlokas la'alocha. No one would argue that you light lacha shetech l'regel ben ashok. And even Yinam Lishura is reinterpreted to mean, or maybe just Poshav Shah, the Shir is Ad Shetech L'regel Ben Ashok. Wow. If you take a look in Tosos, no Tosos, the Ilo Adlik Mavik. Ooh. So Tosos Mamish against all this. No? Ooh, Ilo Adlik Mavik, first Pshat Raisa. And after that, the Mitzvah comes to an end. That's good. The Rambam could have said that, no? Ooh, the Rambam could have said that. Huh? Tosus continues in quotes 3. Therefore, Yesh Lizar, you have to be careful. Light immediately. Don't wait. Oh, the Rambam would also agree with that, no? Light immediately, don't wait. Next line of Tosus. And what happens if you missed it? In Icher, Yadlik Misafik. Whoa, what does that mean? And if it's really late, it's already lachar shetich l'regel ben ashok. So now what? Okay, now you're in a fallback position. No, b'di'evet. What do you do? According to the Rambam, you know what you do? You do tshuva, no? And you light tomorrow. No? What does Dosa say to do? Yadlik misafik. Still light, but light misafik. Oh, who's safik? What safik? Because Dosa says such a chiddush. Doha mishani shini achrina. Because there's an inami in the Gemara who disagrees. Who disagrees with what? Who disagrees with Ilo Adav Madlik? This Inami Lishura would allow you to light Lachar Shetich L'regel Ben Ashok. So if it's Lachar Shetich L'regel Ben Ashok, therefore, you know what? Light, but light me suffering. Light me suffering. Whoa. Inami Lishura disagrees with the Halacha of Ad Shetich L'regel Ben Ashok. The Rambam writes, how in the world can that be? How can you disagree with Tichl HaRegel Ben Ashok? Really, according to this Inami, you can light at 3 in the morning? It's just that we're not sure whether the Paskin like the Inami. So we're not sure how to Paskin. Teretz A, Teretz B. So you know what the answer is? Light, but Suffolk Lakula. Yeah, Teretz B doesn't agree with Tichl HaRegel Ben Ashok. Teretz B holds light at 3 in the morning. And you know what else the Rambam would ask? Light at 3 in the morning, but what? But just make sure you have enough shemen to burn for a half hour. What is the meaning of a half hour, 3 in the morning? The Rambam writes, the whole thing doesn't work, no? How do you even understand Inami Lishura? If you don't have the basic structure of Ad Shetich L'regel Ben Ashok. But Tosus says, Yadlik Misafik. Tosus doesn't say this explicitly. Tosus just simply says, if it gets late, Lachar Shetich L'regel Ben Ashok, Yadlik, Misafik, Yadlik Misafik. Tosus doesn't say explicitly exactly this point, but I guess sounds that way. This is what the Pri Chodesh writes, Tafrei Shayin Beis. You know what Yadlik Misafik means? Yadlik v'lo yivarech. Light, but Safik brachos lahakel. When Tosus says Yadlik Misafik, you know what Tosus means? Light Misafik. But you can't make a bracha Misafik. So therefore, the Pri Chodesh writes that according to this day in Tosus, light, but don't make a bracha at all. Well, so the Rambam writes, don't light at all. Tosus writes, light me safek. Poshim shat, light me safek means, v'lo yavarech, safek brachas lahakel. But still light. Because according to the second Teretz, you know what? There is such a kiyum. Av hadlokas ner Chanukah, even without pursuing Issa, but Tosa says, I'm not sure whether we should pass him like this. Maybe we should pass like the first day of Yilu Adik Madik. So therefore, a Sveika Dedina, in a Sveika Dedina, so good, do so, but don't make a bracha. Don't make a bracha. Well, a third sheet. The opposite extreme of the Rambam. You know, you look in Megillah, Daf Chav. Here the Gemara describes. Now, Kol mitzvah shebalayla, mitzvah sakol alayla. Mitzvah sbayom, mitzvah sakol hayom. When you have a mitzvah to do during the day, all day, you have a mitzvah to do at night. All night. No? All night. You have a mitzvah of Kriya Shema Balayla. Okay, without Laharch Gesed Amin Avera. All night. You have a mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah Balayla. All night. You have a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah Balayla. All night. All night. The Rashba writes that why should Chanukah be different than Purim? If you have a mitzvah where the Torah or the Chachamim say to do it at night and it doesn't limit it, so at night means all night, day means all day. So the Rashba writes that, you know what? Everybody should agree that you can light Lachar Shetich L'Reg Menashuk. Just like everybody agrees you should read the Megillah at 3 in the morning, even though you're not going to have much Persumin Issa, but nonetheless, so too the Rashba writes, L'chuli Alma, L'achar Shetich L'Rega Men Ashuk, you should like. What do you mean? The Gemara says, Ilo Adik Madlik. The Rashba writes, L'chadchila. The Bryce is telling you the ideal time to light. The ideal time to light. The ideal time to light is Mishatishka Chama Shetich L'Reg Menashuk. Does the Bryce really mean, even according to the first day, that Lachar Shetich L'Reg Menashuk gone? There's no mitzvah whatsoever. The opening Mishnah Brachos tells us, you know what, that the ideal time to read Kriya Shema is from the beginning of the night until Chatzos HaLayla. Does that mean after Chatzos HaLayla don't read Kriya Shema? So Poshub Shad, one would say, still read Kriya Shema. But that's not the ideal time. There's a Rabbi Yonah that disagrees, no? Rabbi Yonah, the first daf in Brachos, Chatzos is Likuva. Wow, Chatzos is Likuva. The ideal time is B'tchilas HaLayla, B'di'evidi Evitim HaChatzos, and after Chatzos, don't bother reading Kriya Shema. Even though it's only a Din Drabban in the Harcha Kesamin Avera, but nonetheless, the Chama formulated it, you're done. You're done. Ah, but the Rashba here, now that, what do you mean? Mikar Hadin, a mitzvah Balayla is mitzvah Sakol Halayla. And the same thing is true when it comes to Hadlokas and Eros. So therefore, you know what the Rashba writes? Whoa, Mamish, the opposite of the Rambam. There is no daya. You get this? There is no daya that says you should not light Lachar Shetich L'Reg Menashuk. Certainly not Dinam in the Shura, but even Ilo Adik Madik. Who says Ilo Adik Madik is Li'ikuva? We have a Braisa that says you should light from here to there. That's L'chadchila, as a Mitzvah Namuchar. But who says it's Li'ikuva? B'di'eved. Call mitzvah shebalayla mitzvah sakol alayla. And therefore, you know what the Rashba writes? You come home very, very late. It's lachar shetich l'reg menashuk. Everybody agrees you light. Everybody agrees you light. And of course, you light with a bracha. You light with a bracha. Wow. So three shittas now. the Rambam, the opposite the Rashba, the Rambam, everybody know lighting, the Rashba, everybody yes, and Tosa Safek, depending on the Tadeus and the Gemara. Right, the three very fundamental Deus. Wow. The Rashba, you'll ask, there's no Persumenisa? There's no Persumenisa? The Rashba will tell you, that's true. That's why this is not a good time to light. But B'dievid, there's a Kiyum Hadlaka independent of Persumenisa, just like there's a Kiyum of Kriya Samagila independent of Persumenisa as well. Wow. If you look in Magen Avraham, at Tofrei Shayin Beis, the Magen Avraham doesn't cite the Rambam and the Rashba, the Rambam simply discusses the following. You're mamish by yourself. You're on this business trip, and who knows where, right? You're in your hotel room. No one is there. That luck is only for you and no one else. What exactly do you do? A hadlaka where there's no persuminisa to anyone else other than yourself. The Magen Avraham writes that do not make a bracha on that hadlaka. On a hadlaka saneros without persuminisa. And the Chemed Moshe disagrees. The Chemed Moshe writes, without persuminisa, there still is a kiyum of hadlaka saner chanaka. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shar HaTzion, Tofrei Shayin Beis, and Sivkat and Yozayin, Mishnah Berurah quotes both deos, quotes the Magen Avraham, then cites the Chemed Moshe. The Mishnah Berurah writes that v'hamavarech eimochim b'yada. And if a person makes a bracha when he's just completely by himself without any other persimonisa, eimochim b'yada. You don't have to object. Bashem Shat, the starting point in this machlokes is the Rambam and the Rashba. Whether there's any kiyum la'achar shetich l'regem anashuk. So three very heavy deos. No? The Rambam, the Rashba, and then Tosfos Yadik Misafik. When you look in Tosfos, now Tosfos qualifies. No? Tosfos just got through saying that, look, it's la'achar shetich l'regem anashuk, Yadik Misafik. Oh, and now Tosfos continues. Ulari nire. Oh, that everything's different today. No? Today you can even light, not l'chatchila, but if necessary, you can really light even very, very late. Because after all, today we're lighting indoors. We're not lighting outside. And you're telling me no one's found outside. You're not lighting outside. You're lighting inside. And here, Ein lano hakeira ele bnei bayis. Here, the persumenisa is directed inward. Shari madlikin bifnim. So you know what? You and your wife come home. And it's already like 3 in the morning. So Tosfos says, don't worry. Bizman hazeh, don't worry. Right? Light in your house. Sing in your house. I got make brachos. Then, yadik misafik. But, ato, now, ein lochush, wow. So Tosfos writes, right, bayam yimahem, right, yadlik misafek, bizman hazeh, right, yadlik b'torah zvadai. So like a little pun, no? Okay, good. You know what? Day number 4, the ritva. Take a look at the Ritva. Shabbos Chafal Chmabeis. Ritva quotes the Sefer HaTrumos. You ready for this? You were zochet to live in the time of the Gemara. And you were not zochet to come back really late at night. And it's right lachar shetich l'rong and ashuk. So Rambam no, Rashba yes, Tosfos Safek. You know what the Sefer HaTrumos writes? Just light indoors. You're living in the Gemara, it's 3 in the morning, you and your wife come home. It doesn't make sense to light outside. No one's outside. So what do? The Rambam, no. No. Tosfos Safek. What? No Safek. Just light inside. Wow, that's a fourth Shita. Zman ha gamar l'achar shetichar ha'ashuk. No, yes, maybe, suffix. Inside. Oh, so I'll ask you the following question. So why didn't Tosos say that? Tosos, right, you live in the time of the Gemara, it's l'achar tichar ha'ashuk. The best you can do is yadik mi suffix. Which Pirchadosh writes means yadik v'lo yavarech. Oh, but Bezman said, don't worry, light inside. Oh, so why can't I do that? What? If you can do that, because you live later, why can't I do that? No, clearly according to Tosis, you can't do that, no? The only thing you can do is yadik misafik. But whoa, atay nachush. Now, later in history, don't worry, you can light inside. So the Sefer Trumas writes, let him light inside. Why does Tosis say, atay nachush? For us, Bezman Hazeh, in other words, for us, Bezman Hazeh, we can do something that they could not do. Why couldn't they do it? Light inside. Ooh, so I'll tell you a further machlokas Tosas in the Sefer HaTrumas. The Gemara here, Chafalaf Mudbei, says the following. That, you know, the ideal place to light, of course, is you light at the Tefach HaSamach LePesach Mibachutz. That's where a person should lie. And all of a sudden, the Gemara tells us something stunning, no? Uvishas ha-sakana manicha al shulchano v'dayo. And what do you do, like Bizman HaZeh, where it's a time of sakana? We'll see, Machlokas Rishonim, what exactly is the sakana? Rashi writes, interesting, the sakana was that what? That the non-Jews had a chok on this time, which was their holiday, all the neiros should only burn in the base of Avodah Zarah, nowhere else. So it would be a sakana for you to light. You know what's important, diuk and Rashi? What would you have interpreted probably shasa sakana mean? In times of religious persecution? No? Where the Jews were not allowed to fulfill the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So, Ha'aro, we'll have to talk about it. Rashi doesn't say that, no? Rashi says that, you know what? The sakana was a universal chok. Jew, non-Jew, nothing to do with Jews. That the only candles that can burn during these nights are in the base of Avodah Zarah. But it wasn't religious persecution. It wasn't a gzeira against the Jews. In a certain way, yes, it was in favor of Avodah Zarah. But it wasn't like a decree that the Jews cannot fulfill. No one can have any lights elsewhere. As opposed to maybe arguing, Poshim Shat means that, what do you mean? This was a Shas HaShmad. A Shas HaShmad meaning that everybody else can do whatever they want to do. But the Jews, we bedafka don't want you to fulfill the mitzvah in Ner Chanukah. Interesting. Why Rashi didn't write? Is there a difference? Whether the sakana was just a broad chok, or whether sakana was lavir ladas. No? Rashi writes, this wasn't so directly lavir ladas, in the sense that we're out to stop the Jews from fulfilling their mitzvah. This is just the broadest decree that, you know what? Only the Beis Avodah Zarah should have candles that are burning, no place else. So mefurish in the Gemara, that what? It's a shas ha-sakana. If you can't light outside, light inside. No? Most of us who are lighting inside today, because of this line in the Gemara, Manicha al Shulchan Avodayo. If you can't light out, light in. So I'm going to ask you the following. So if it's La'achar Shetich L'Regem HaShuk, and you can't light outside, not because of any Gzera, because it doesn't make sense to light outside because nobody's there. So if you can't light outside, light inside. So what's the answer to that? The Sefer Truma says, you're right. Exactly. You're living in the time of the Gemara, it's 3 in the morning, you can't light outside. So the Gemara is mefurish. If you can't light outside, light inside. No? Like, why didn't Tosu say this? Oh, sonu chakir. How much of a chiddush is this line of the Gemara? Uvishas ha-sakana manicha al-shulchan avadaya. How much of a chiddush is that? So you know what the Sefer Trumas would say? This isn't much of a chiddush. It's a chiddush, but it's not like a chiddush nifla. It's a chiddush. You know what? The hadlaka of Ner Chanukah is very, very simply that you always have to light in or adjacent to your home, You know what I would tell you? Light, where there is the greatest abundance of persimmonies. What exactly is the Makam Hadlaka? What is the Makam Hadlaka? Light, when there's the greatest sense of persimmonies. So where is the greatest sense of persimmonies? Where's the greatest sense of persimmonies? So I'll tell you, look, if you light outdoors, 1,000 people will see it. If you light indoors, 1,000 people will see it. So you know what? The greatest persimmonies is outdoors. You can't light outdoors. You can't light outdoors, light indoors. The Sefer Chumash assumes that lighting indoors was always an option. The Takana of Ner Chanukah simply is that the Makom Hadlaka is that which lends itself to persimmonies. But if you have A or B, we can talk about it. If there's no A, there's just B. So what's just B? Shasa Sakana. What's another just B? Isla'acha Shetech L'Rogan Ashok. But you always have the right to light inside. So the Sefer Chumash says to do that. You know what Tosfos is apparently assuming, but no doubt, a great Chiddush, a great Chiddush? When the Gemara here tells us the following, v'shasa sakana, you know what? This was not true up until now. This was a new takana. Chazal convened with a problem. The only makom hadlaka, the takana of Ner Chanukah, is tefach hasamuch lepesach mibachutz. That is the place of the mitzvah of. No? That is the place of the mitzvah of. I'm not so interested in my mezuzah being on my doorpost. You know what? So I'm going to put my mezuzah wherever. I'm going to suspend my mezuzah from the ceiling. You know? So whenever I walk through the room, I'm going to see my mezuzah, right? So I'm going to tell you, that's not the makam of hanachas mezuzah. No? The place of Ner Chanukah is Tefach HaSamach LePesach Mibachutz. Okay. Fast forward generations later, Acham are faced with a problem. We have a Shasa Sakana. We can no longer write, in up until now, what was the Makom Hadlaka? So what do we do? What do we do? So maybe the Acham could have said, don't light. Oh no, the Achamim, oh, a Chiddush, a new Takana. You can light indoors. You can light indoors. You can't have a mezuzah on your doorpost. Suspend the mezuzah from the ceiling. No. So that the Chum didn't say, that's the makom anach darai. But this is a mitzvah derabanan. And even though that the makom hanachas ner chanak is mibachutz, but there's a reality of a shasa sakana, and therefore, as a new, subsequent, later, takana, drabanan, the allowance now, what was not true then. In other words, menichal shulchana was only true bezman hazeh, but was not true bayom ahim. That's Tosfos. So that's why Tosfos writes, today, in lachosh, we have an option that they didn't have. We have an option of lighting bifnim because we are post shasa sakana. They did not have this option. So therefore, for them, the best they could do, lachar shetichler megan ashuk, is light misafek. For us, great, we have an option that they didn't have, and that is lighting al shulchana. So it's exactly what Tosfos says, simple pirush hamilin. They could only light misafek, and we can take advantage of something that they did not have. The option of Hadlaka, which is Bifnim. Wow. So that's an offshoot of this machlokas, no? Not just simply four shitas. What to do if it's lachar shetech rogan ashok? But machlokas Tosfos and Sefer Trumos, whether Shasa Takana was a separate Takana? Only now, not then? Or no? In principle, it was even true then as well. You know what? Light where there's an abundance of persimmonisa. So if you're lighting outside, light outside. And if you can't light outside, light inside. So what the Gemara is here telling us is simply an observation that in our times of sakana, so the mitzvah lechatchil is to light inside, which in earlier times was only b'di'evan. Okay. So here I'll tell you the following, that this machlokes, Tosfos in the Sefer HaTrumos, perhaps, right, is reflected later in a machlokes between the Gra and the Magen Avraham. The Gemara tells us in Daf Chaf Aleph that Osir Lihishtamesh Liyona. Osir Lihishtamesh Liyona. Such a contrast between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Whereas when it comes to Ner Shabbos, what do you mean? Mitzvah Lihishtamesh Liyona, you know? You have to. That's the Gemara in Daf Chaf Daleh, the Gemara in Daf Chaf Hey Umad Beis, no? If you're not giving Mishtamesh Liyona, that's a real problem, no? Shemi Anechana V'Yetzei. What do you mean? You have to derive benefit from the neighbors. Onik Shabbos, you must. Ner Chanukah, us Lihishtamesh Liyona. Us Lihishtamesh Liyona. Poshub Shah, Dumi Demikdash. Or us Lihishtamesh Liyona. Us Lihishtamesh Liyona. Okay. The Gemara in Daf Chaf Gimel Beis raises the following issue. A person only has one candle. And it's Shabbos Chanukah. So what exactly do you do? Ner Beiso or Ner Chanukah? What exactly do you do? Oh, so Rabbi says, no, clearly. Ner Shabbos is adif because of Shalom Bayis. If you only have one candle, and you have to choose. So therefore, Shabbos. Shalom Bayis. What exactly do you see from here? What exactly do you see from here? So this Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph, Osel Yishtamish Liyorim, when the Mechaber quotes this halacha, the Ner Shabbos is Dumi Demikdash and Osh Lishtamesh Liyona, the Mechaber adds, just one phrase. It's not so mafurish in the Gemara. Osh Lishtamesh Liyona Afilu Tashmish Shel Mitzvah. Wow. When the Gemara says Osh Lishtamesh Liyona, it doesn't just simply mean that don't utilize illumination of the Ner Chanukah for mundane, for casual purposes. You want to use the Ner Chanukah to count your money? No. You can't even use the Ner Chanukah even when the illumination is being utilized l'tzorech mitzvah. So you know what's unclear? Where did the Mechaber get this from? The Gemara just says, Osh Lishtamesh Liyona. Maybe it means only Shoroshos. Maybe it means more than that. But how do you know when the Gemara says that Osh Lishtamesh Liyona, it means such a case? Well, how do you know that that's true? Oh, so you know what the Gon writes? This isn't such a chiddush of the Mechaber. This isn't such a chiddush. This is Mefurish in the Gemara. This is exactly that Gemara, Daf Chaf Gimel Beis. The Gemara says you only have one candle. And you have to choose between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. So, Ner Shabbos is Adif. Ner Shabbos is Adif, and therefore, don't use it for Ner Chanukah. Therefore, the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah, no, it's an onus. You only have one candle. So that will remain unfulfilled. Unfulfilled. Oh. If you hold that Asli Shtamesh Liyona is only for Rishus, don't count your money. But for a Tashmish Shal Mitzvah, one is allowed to do so. I'll tell you something very simple. What a diuk gonna go, no? What do you mean? Use it for the Ner Chanukah and be Mishtamesh Liyona for the purpose of Onik Shabbos. Someone will say, Asli Shtamesh Liyona, I'll say, oh no, Asli Lishtamesh Liyona means for mundane purposes. But Litzorech Mitzvah. Who says that's true? Oh, so the Gaon writes, what a diuk in the Gaon, no? That the fact that the Gemara says you have to choose between Er Shabbos and Er Chanukah, that's exactly what the Mechaber writes, that even for the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos, you cannot be Mishtam and Shliyam. Whoa. So what we thought is a Chiddush in the Mechaber is Mefurish in the Gemara. Good? Oh, with one hitch. With one hitch. The Gaon apparently is following the Sefer Trumas against Osus. Oh, because let's assume like Tosus. I'll tell you very simply why the Gemara says if you only have one Ner, you have to choose between Er Shabbos and Er Chanukah. Not because of Mutter Asli Shtami Shliora, but very simply. No? Where exactly are you going to put this Ner? The Ner Shabbos. I'm going to put my Ner Shabbos outside, in the courtyard, no? Ooh. No, the Ner Shabbos is B'soch HaBayis, Tosos Reis B'makom Suda. No? The Ner Chanukah has to be B'chutz. So I'll tell you a very, very simple way. Because of the Makom Hanochas HaNer, of course the Gemara didn't suggest that you can use the candle for both. Because the placement of the Ner Shabbos and the place of Ner Chanukah are so far apart. One must be bifnim, one must be bachutz. So it wasn't even an option. So how is that a raya of osli shtam yishlora afila tash mishal mitzvah? I'll tell you, if it's a tzarach mitzvah for the purpose of oneg Shabbos, in principle you could use an Er Chanukah. But the reason the Gemara says that's academic is because where exactly you're going to do this? You're going to light the Ner Shabbos Bachutz? That's not Ner Shabbos. You're going to light the Ner Chanukah Bifnim? That's not Ner Chanukah. So, simply, pragmatically, prudentially, because the Makom Malkus is different, Al Korchach you have to choose. So, how is this a raya to the Mechaber? No? You know what the answer is? Sefer HaTrumas. That you always, even in the time of the Gemara, have a right to light Bibifnim. Under normal circumstances, it's not ideal, because there's better Pursuminis outside. But you know what? If that's not the case, then you can light indoors. Sakana, Lachar Shetichler Ashuk. I'll add one more case to the list. If you only have one candle. You only have one candle, then Shabbos Chanukah. So light that candle, Bifnim, and you'll be able to see the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah. And use it for the purpose of Ner Shabbos. So why can't you do that? The answer is no. Because once you designate it as the Ner Chanukah, you cannot use it for the purpose of Ner Shabbos because Ashali Shtamish Leorah. Even if it's the Tzorach Mitzvah, for the Mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. And here I'll tell you something stunning. If you look at Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham writes the opposite. The opposite. Ready for this? Tav Resh Ayin Ches Sivkot and Beis. The Magen Avraham writes, Mamish, the opposite. What do I mean by the opposite? Magen Avraham writes something stunning, stunning. You ready? A person has one candle. What do you use it for? Ner Shabbos and Er Chanukah. What do you use it for? Don't you know the Gemara? Daf Chav Gimel. You use it for Ner Shabbos. Shalom Bais is Adiv. You know what Magen Avraham writes? That was only true then. You hear that? Unbelievable. That was only true then. Because they had no choice but to light outside. So it was a choice between one or the other. But what do you mean we? We light inside. So if you're lighting inside, you know what? You can use it as the Ner Chanukah as well as for the Oneg Shabbos. You can be Mishtamesh Leora. So the Psak Vizman Hazeh is different than the Psak of the Gemara. Ayel, tell me, Asli Mishtamesh Leora. Yeah. What's the choice? Plan one is Asli Shtamish Yorah and don't fulfill the mitzvah Ner Chanukah at all. Only light an Er Shabbos. Plan two would be use it as Ner Chanukah and under these circumstances be Mishtamish. If I give you that choice. And the other option is don't fulfill the mitzvah at all, what am I going to say? So stark.
I'm going to get up and scream, Osli Shtame Shlora, Mamish B'dieve B'dieve, even meaning you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Chanuk at all. So the Magen Avraham writes, because of the Makom Adaka, the Gemara said you had to choose. But we don't have to choose. What do you mean? If it was good for us, why isn't it good for them? You know what the answer is? Tosus. Shasa Sakana was a separate Takana, where they had an option of the Makom Adaka that was not true in earlier times. So in earlier times, the Gemara says, you have to choose. But for us, you don't have to make such a choice. Because we have an option that they didn't have. That's called Hadlaka Bifnim. This is Machlokas, the Gon, Magen Avraham. That parallels the Machlokas, Tosa said, the Sefer HaTrumas. So Lachar Shetich LeRegman Ashok, four different Shitas, right? And a variation of whether Shasa Sakana was something incredibly creative, a new Takana, or whether it was just simply an application of what was always true. It was always the case that light in the place where there's an abundance of persimmonisa, ideally it's out, but if not, then in is always an option. You have a hadlaka babayis, which is bifnim, that always would consider to be sufficient for the purpose of nerchanuk. Okay, we'll have to continue this next time.